Professor Karen Hoffman is joining us to specifically discuss the sugar tax and its impact, the impact that it has had on the consumption of sugar. She happens to be a professor at the Wits Center for Health Economics and Decision Making, and decision science, rather. Professor, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Indeed. It's seldom, I think, that we see, I know it's 3 years is quite a long time in human time, but in policy perspective, to see this kind of positivity or effectiveness already. Won't you take us through what you've seen in the data about South Africans consumption of sugar on the back of the tax implementation?
Yeah, no, with pleasure. So here's the story. Basically, we looked at the impact of the sugary beverage tax, which is also called the health promotion levy, and indeed it is working. It is a health promotion levy. Consumers have cut their consumption across the country in every one of the provinces, every single of the 9 provinces. That has happened, and it's happened in all socioeconomic groups. And in fact, it's the cut in sugar consumption has happened particularly amongst the heaviest consumers. So, that is really quite impressive. And in some cases, they've cut their consumption by a third. There's been work done in both Soweto and Langa as well, separately. And that shows that the sugar consumption amongst consumers is decreasing as well. It's happening.
So specifically, the tax tends to target cool drinks, right? They have 26 grams of sugar or more in them, which is more than half their recommended daily intake. And so the tax that increased the price of drinks is where we're able to measure these kinds of impacts. From the perspective of the fact that you're calling it the health promotion levy, are we taxing enough products? I mean, what about the consumption of foodstuffs with high sugar content?
Yeah, well, we had to start somewhere. the thing about liquid sugar is it's particularly bad. Okay, it enters the bloodstream very quickly and stimulates the body to put out a lot of insulin, and it exhausts the pancreas, and that's why people get diabetes. The liquid sugar is particularly toxic. All sugar is not good, but as you pointed out, drinking 6 to 7 teaspoons of sugar in a 250 ml can of cold drink,
yes,
is something that people probably wouldn't do if they thought that they were drinking 7 teaspoons at a time. And actually what's disturbing a little bit about this health promotion levy / sugar beverage tax is that the fruit juices were not included.
Mm.
And actually, fruit juices are not healthier. In fact, they're less healthy.
Correct.
So 5 oranges in a freshly squeezed orange juice, for example, has about 10 teaspoons of sugar. So the message in that is, eat your fruit, don't drink it. But we need some more work done on this sugary beverage tax.
Prof, on your point about sugar, what about those energy drinks as well? I've got a listener saying that they've got staff who drink an alarming amount of the stuff, like school.
Yeah, no. So the energy drinks are definitely on that list.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, the companies are marketing energy drinks like crazy, especially to teens and young adults, people under 30. So the marketing is ongoing. We actually did a study looking at advertising of these energy drinks, and it's beyond belief, actually. So things are definitely, the industry sees the opportunities here in South Africa because the growth markets in North America and Europe have significantly dropped.
Got it.
In terms of the sugar intakes, yeah.
I have a listener on the line with a question. His name is Ross. He's in Durbanville. Good morning, Ross. What's your question?
Good morning. I just want to find out whether the tax has, for the consumer, I don't think the tax has had a direct impact. the tax had an impact on the companies producing the drinks. And what you find in trade is that the drinks are made with low sugar or no sugar, not giving the consumer the choice. There's only certain pack sizes, like in Coca-Cola, they make the full fat Coke, if you want to call it that, only in certain pack sizes. And a lot of the consumers don't actually know that unless they read the label. So they've kind of been forced into drinking low sugar options, but it's the companies that have made the decision because they're paying the tax. And I don't think it's conscious decisions by the consumer based on the tax.
Ross, do you think does it matter if it comes out, if they come out healthier in the end?
Well, is it healthier? Because they're substituting certain sugars, sure, for aspartames or for synthetic sugars because of the tax. So is it actually healthier? Is a diet drink or a low-sugar drink still healthier, or does it have longer health implications?
Prof, your thoughts?
Yeah, so Ross, hi, thanks so much. Just one minor comment on that. Actually, the consumer is paying the tax. It's not the companies that are paying the tax. The companies, what we showed in our research is that the companies are actually passing on the tax to the consumer. And the consumer certainly has choices in that sense to drink the unhealthy product or not. The fact is that these, what we call artificially sweetened drinks, are not particularly healthy either. The jury's still out. Lots of evidence on these artificially sweetened drinks, but that isn't the most
right
of what's being sold. So thanks so much for your question, Ross.
Prof, interestingly, as much as we have this 11% increase in our prices, it's lower than the rest of the world. The World Health Organization recommends 20%. Do you think there's room, now that we're seeing that it's effective, do you think there's room for government to kind of ramp up its taxable range of goods or tax rate?
Yeah, so Rafael, we're good questions. Both of them, I have to say, I agree with you. The fact is that South Africa is having a literal tsunami from obesity-related diseases. And in fact, most of the people that have died from COVID have died because they have an obesity-related condition. They have diabetes, hypertension, all of these conditions underlying. Those are the people that have died. If we would not have had this obesity epidemic, because it really is an epidemic of its own, fueled by companies who actually, and we pay them to drink these and eat these foods, a lot of the people who had COVID wouldn't have died. Mm. So actually, we're in deep trouble, and we need to increase the tax. That sends a strong message. It also deters a lot of people. And in fact, most of the people, a lot of the heavy consumers, we showed in our research, the heavy consumers decreased their consumption across the board in all nine provinces.
Well, that's a good sign. Prof, thank you very much for your insight. Professor Karen Hoffman is Professor of the Vitz Center for Health Economics and Decision Science.